Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
If you've ever gone out with your friends, family, loved ones, or even your colleagues to the list of the following restaurants like Hussar Grill, Panarottis, Casabella, Doppio Zero, John Dory's, Pizza Evino, Rocco Mama's, or Spur itself, well, you'd be well aware that it does fall under Spur Corporation, one of the largest and leading JC franchise restaurant chains that reported its numbers today, seeing its headline earnings per share, a measure for profit, increasing by 11% in the year to end June 2024. Lots of moving parts, though. They are seeing that they're managing their operating costs effectively. Still optimistic that South African consumers like you and I will go out and eat more, and of course have been making some major moves when it comes to acquisitions of late. Someone who's been monitoring this business for years is Anthony Clark, researcher at Small Talk Daily. Mr. Clark, such a pleasure to talk to you, this time around Spur and not all things small caps completely.
Yeah, good evening from Cape Town, and I'm Anthony, Mr. Clark's my dad.
I love it. Anthony, you've been monitoring Spur for quite some time, and I guess before we even talk about their numbers of late, it's a business that has managed to evolve significantly in the last few years, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I've covered Spur Corporation now for the best part of 20 years. Mm. And as I was telling my clients earlier, it was 2015 when the company started to roll over. And perhaps, you know, a 50-year legacy of a business operating in the same space was looking a bit tired and needed a refresh. And it was only at the start of 2021 when the new CEO, Val Nickers, took over, when the real reinvigoration and repositioning of the classic Spur brands that we all know and love actually started to occur. So you're right. You know, for many years, the company has been well-loved by many of your listeners. But again, it needed to be refreshed. And that's exactly what's happened in the last 3 years, leading to the results we've seen today and in the last couple of years.
Yep, definitely. I'm tempted to say, see what happens when you put a woman at the helm of the company.
But that's, well, two women, actually.
Yes, you're right, actually, two of them. Val Nickers together with what we see with Christina Teixeira, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Correct, the CFO, yes.
Yes. They've certainly put some wheels in motion and, of course, have benefited greatly from their recent acquisition of Doppio Zero. Talk us through the numbers. Looks like, overall, things are looking really steady.
It is. No, let's be under no illusion here. The South African economy, as we all know, when we go to the shops and fill up our cars and pay our bills, is not doing that great. And listeners, I'm sure, have got a lot less rands and cents in their wallets and their purses. So whenever it's looking for a little something, a bite to eat, whether for yourself or your family, we're looking for value and perhaps the occasional indulgence. And the varying brands inside Spur Corporation, from the high-end Hussar's Grill down to the family-orientated Spur Corporation or Spur restaurants, has a price point to suit all budgets. And in the last 12 months, we saw revenue for the company up 14% to just under $3.5 billion, and profit up, you know, just under 8% to 342 million rand. And what that basically means is they're trying to keep prices as low as they can in a very inflationary environment. We all know that food costs have gone up alongside electricity costs, et cetera, trying to keep the menu as cost competitive as possible. But saying that, the consumer, as the CEO told me earlier, year on year, the same number of consumers have walked through the varying Spur operations. So there's been no real growth in consumers, but the consumers who have gone have looked for value and have spent a little bit more. Perhaps an extra ordering of onion rings, perhaps an extra beer or an extra ice cream for kids. So spend a little bit more. And there has been reinvigoration, particularly of the Panarottis pizza and pasta brand. And the beloved Spur brand has also done quite nicely, showing growth year on year of around 7%. So at the end of the day, consumer wants value. They want a good meal experience, but they don't want to overpay. And in that environment, to get this sort of results, which is up 7%, as I said, year on year in profits, is not a bad result in a very, very tough economy, where, as we all know, money is tight.
Yeah, money is certainly tight, and even from a cost point of view, right, for many of these restaurant groups. And this also speaks to the value chain. Help us understand, in a world where load shedding is now a thing of the past, or so we continue to hope, inflation seems to be coming down, how effectively Spur Corporation, through its field of restaurants and I guess the value chain, is able to actually monitor costs and have those cost controls in order?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, load shedding, now touching woods, we've not had any load shedding for 5 months. And back in the dark days when we didn't have pound evenings, perhaps we would go to quick service restaurants or sit down restaurants because they had power and we could actually feed ourselves and our families. And there are certainly benefits. I asked the company today how the cessation of load shedding had benefited the company. And the answer was no real change. You know, what you save in diesel costs from running your generator, you still have to pay to Eskom for electricity. But saying that with food price inflation having come down to about 5.5 to 6% level, they have had to temper their menu prices. They've gone up between 3% and 5.5% year to date, and they have cut some items from the menu to try and give that value proposition to the customer. But I can tell you, in the first month and a half of the new financial year, which is half one 2024, things have gotten a little tougher. July was very good because of the school holidays and people going out to spend with their families and their children. But going into August, you know, the belts are tightening and consumers only really have money, they say, towards payday and on special events around public holidays. So I think it might be a slightly tougher first half of the company, but it's going to be tougher for all fast food companies who are in exactly the same boat. Yeah. We need that interest rate cut and we need a little bit of growth in the economy, hopefully from this government of national unity.
Yeah, 100%. And I'm keen to understand, focused on the acquisition drive that we've seen from Spur. You've been covering the business for more than 20 years, and it looks as though since the 2000s and more so in the last 10 years, this business has been on a heavy acquisitive drive from Nikos Cold Grill, Casabella, and of course what we see with Rocco Mamas, and now Dopio Zero. Is Spur Group Corporation perhaps becoming too big to pursue other opportunities at some point?
Again, a great question. Currently, Spur has about 701 branches, which is a drop in the ocean compared to the 2,000-plus that Famous Brands has. It's a media competitor of Jones, Debonairs, and Steers. Mm-hmm. And I have to, just to add to your question, that Spur Corporation tends to go in and to buy small family businesses like Nikos and like Rocamamas, and they tend to grow them. When Spur Corporation bought Rocamamas, the Smashburger business many years ago, which now has over 80 branches, they bought it with only 3 branches, and they then grew it over time. So what Spur tends to do is they go in, they identify a really good business which they think is on trend and on the consumer market, and they then roll it out gradually to build up a nice big network. So when they bought Dopio Zero recently, they actually bought a standalone business which was quite successful, predominantly in Gauteng. But it wasn't really in Natal. It wasn't in Western Cape. So they intend to roll that out. So that's what Spur tends to do. They buy good businesses, which they can then scale and move nationally using the balance sheet and the experience that Spur has in over 50 years of running franchise businesses. So I think with the 701 branches, there's the potential significant runway ahead for Spur, not just in this country, but of course in Africa, where they have nearly 100 branches as well.
Has that been favorable, though, Anthony? I'm squeezing this in only because of the currency fluctuations that we see as a major trend and challenge, too.
Well, that has been one benefit, but let's not forget that Africa itself is urbanizing. Mm. And as the middle class in Africa starts to grow in the large urban conurbations, now we all know that certain countries like Nigeria, Kenya, amongst others, are all growing exponentially in terms of population and, of course, spending power. And with that consumerism, the customer actually wants, you know, the same type of experience that we enjoy in this country. So there has been a rapid rollout of restaurants in the likes of Zambia, Zimbabwe, Mauritius, Kenya, Nigeria, et cetera, et cetera. And as those countries continue to grow and the populace in those countries wants the same experience that we have and enjoy in South Africa, they want to spend on affordable, value-quality food. And as such, Spur Corporation is expanding into those territories.
Fantastic. Appreciate the history lesson you've also shared with us in terms of the acquisition strategy of Spur Corporation versus its counterparts like Famous Brands. Thanks again, Anthony.
Take care. Have a good evening.
Fantastic. Always good speaking to you. That is Anthony Clark. If you don't know him, he is a phenomenal researcher at Small Talk Daily, focused on small caps specifically, but has been following these unique South African stocks for years on end. So when you really want to get into the nitty-gritties of phenomenal South African businesses, the likes of Anthony Clark are the good friends that we reach out to give us some perspective.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.